Good morning, a Tuesday morning with us, Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you as well, especially with this story, the early signs that the frightening surge in coronavirus is starting to decline. Tell us about this.
Bethany Bump, who covers healthcare and has spent most of the last year deeply immersed in coronavirus, reports in today's paper that a second wave of coronavirus infections began around Halloween and peaked this month. Finally, have begun to level off in the capital region, though hospitalizations and deaths remain alarmingly high. The region has been experiencing record daily caseloads at least once a week since November 9th. That changed last week when Monday's daily caseload came in 100 cases shy of the 1,953 case record set 1 week earlier on January 4th. Because some local counties include weekend cases in their Monday counts, Monday caseloads for the region are typically inflated. But the seven-day rolling average of new daily infections, which can be a more reliable metric, has begun to level off. As of Sunday, the region was averaging 925 new cases of coronavirus a day, down from the high of 1,009 set on January 10th. The rolling average has been climbing to record levels on almost a daily basis since November, with reprieves of no more than 4 days until this past weekend. As of Sunday, the region has gone 7 days without hitting a new high, which is a good sign.
The second story we're going to talk about has to do with a column by Chris Churchill in Infrastructure Money to tear down Interstate 787. And then what?
Yeah, this has been a popular topic for urban renewal and waterfront advocates for years. And Chris today used the opportunity of the incoming Biden administration, its plans for infrastructure spending, and Andrew Cuomo's talk of infrastructure spending, and soon-to-be Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's plans for infrastructure spending to examine the idea of removing 787 and turning it into a boulevard rather than a highway with its series of exit and entrance ramps. Chris notes that Syracuse, Rochester, and Buffalo are all already undertaking the removal of waterfront highways, so this is not an outlying idea. He spoke to Scott Townsend, who's a local architect, and says this is a perfect time to think about undoing one of the city's greatest mistakes. Chris argues that if the highway were to be replaced by a boulevard with traffic lights, a lot of the land that's taken up now with the highway's infrastructure could be converted into space for downtown development, for apartments and businesses and other things. And it would obviously make access to the waterfront much more accessible than it is now by a handful of walkways.
Interesting idea. We'll see if anything happens. He is Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. You can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks, Dave.